Pro teams have millions to spend, and they don't always spend them wisely. But when it comes to a great shave, you don't have to shell out tons of cash. Harry's saw customers getting ripped off by the shaving industry, with overpriced, underperforming products, and decided to do something better. They found their own way to make beautifully designed razors for a fraction of the price of the other big brands, so you never wonder if you overpaid. Harry's shaving products look great, and the weighted handle makes shaving feel great too. I like to keep my beard neat, and Harry's always leaves me with a smooth yet crisp shave. Harry's quality is top-notch, thanks to German-engineered blades made in their own factory that stay sharp longer. You can get a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, foaming shave gel, and a travel cover for just $3 at harrys.com/bluewire. And Harry's has the highest customer satisfaction in the shaving industry, plus a convenient subscription option that you can cancel at any time. Getting the best doesn't mean spending the most when you shave with Harry's. Get started with a $13 trial set for just $3 at harrys.com/bluewire. That's harrys.com/bluewire for a $3 trial set.
The Big 12 College Experience. For opening lines, preview, and picks edition for March 13th, Wednesday, on the Sports Gambling Podcast is brought to you by Cut. Cut is a peer-to-peer social betting platform that's U.S.-based and available in 40 states. Head over to Cut.com. That's K-U-T-T.com. Promo code SGPN for a 10% deposit today. And we're brought to you by Underdog Fantasy. Play their fantasy pick-up for a chance to win 100 times in NBA, NHL, college hoops, and more. Sign up with the promo code SGPN to get a 100% deposit match today. And we're also brought to you by Champs. Run your March Madness pool and enter Champs free bracket contest for a chance to win $1,000. Go to sportsgamblingpodcast.com/champs to enter today. And last but not least, we're also brought to you by Hall of Fame Bets, the sports betting research platform for parlays, props, and game lines. Download that Hall of Fame Bets app or visit hofbets.com. Code SGPN to get 50% off your first month and start making smarter bets today. And welcome, everybody, to the Big 12 College Experience, part of the Sports Gambling Podcast Network. Tuesday night, March the 12th, we got our first two playing games in the books, and we're looking ahead to Wednesday's second-round matchups before we get to the quarterfinals, semifinals. But if you're wondering who you're listening to, I am Moneyline Mac, and joining me, because he's talking Big 12 hoops, he was born in Provo, Utah. He's got family names, Iowa. And he lives in Morgantown, West Virginia. He is co-host of the Ryan Rush Show, Rambling Rush. What is up, Rush?
Oh, you know what's up, for obvious reasons. But hey, going back to the roots, I guess starting right now, West Virginia's basketball season's officially done. So the West Virginia hat is taken off for a little bit, put to the side here. And hey, throwing up back on the BYU hat. Let's go Cougars. Big game tomorrow.
Rise and shout. The Cougars pulling a Troy. Out, baby.
Yeah, there you go.
Yes, there's always a next game. So, hey, if you're wondering who third man in the box is, he is always fighting a family civil war because he's got family in Norman, Stillwater, Waco, everywhere in the Big 12. He's a 6-time Zen champion. Green mowing, weed smoking, Big 12 guru Troy Tuning. What's up, man?
What's going on? I'm just had the thing on mute so I could use the voice to a channel changer. So I could go for ESPNU and CBS Sports because I can never remember those two channels. But this time of year, it's very pivotal to have all of your numbers down and multiple screens rolling. And oh, man, what a time to be alive. Everyone have a drink and enjoy the March basketball. Start off great. Rush, I know I also played it, but the -133 Cincy and UCF parlay, the UCF automatic advance. That, I mean, we were on that, so. You gotta be thinking about yours. Yeah.
There you go. Might as well make money if your team's gonna lose.
Yeah, we'll talk about it. first game on the dock, as we mentioned it, we're going to recap real quick what went final already. Tuesday games recap. The UCF Very Shiny Knights got it done in their opener against the Oklahoma State Cowboys, 77-62. Troy, I know you're an Oklahoma State fan, but you also like UCF as well. 18-2 run to start the second half. That was the difference. Your thoughts?
I mean, they're a scrappy little team, man. They're putting their name in the hat here. I know before the show I was joking around. What if they win this tournament? What if that's the 10th bid? UCF goes on a run here and wins the Big 12 tournament.
Troy's calling for UCF to win it now.
Oh, no. I mean, they got the drugs. They got the alcohol. They're prime for a run. I mean, in March, you know, it matters more about how close your team is, and it's not always execution and matchups. It's more of just, you know, believing in whatever the idea is. So you never know. They might have something kicking down there.
Yeah, they rolled. Rush, your thoughts on the dominant second half from the Knights as they head into a matchup with the Cougs of BYU?
I'm a little nervous about this matchup from a BYU standpoint. Is my concern with BYU is always the first game, because I know, you know, the second game, or when, you know, when they play a bigger opponent, they can always live up to it. But it's always that, you know, damn thorn in your side. And you wonder, since BYU, what, they beat them by two in Provo, probably should have been a little bit more than that, and then five in Orlando. You worry if third time's the charm. And, you know, sometimes while it, you know, the third game, fourth, fifth game, of course, can always be harder when you have these conference tournaments. Sometimes that second game, you're kind of warmed up from the first one. You got some motivation going into it. We'll see, man. UCF looked pretty good today.
It's kind of the same thing, not just the top seeds, but I know Ryan brings it up all the time on these neutral courts. When someone gets the warm-up game, especially if somebody looks good and they're making shots and the other team has to come out there in the first, you know, 5 to 7 minutes, they're kind of learning their depth perception and all that. That can cost you. It's always scary.
Oh, no doubt. And like you said, UCF got that game under their belt. They got the early game too, so they're going to have time to rest. UCF goes on. They will play the BYU Cougars that will tip tomorrow, 12:30 Eastern, 11:30 Central. And the game that everybody just got done watching an hour ago, Cincinnati rallies from 16 down, gets it done 90-85. Lucatius, however you pronounce it, goes for 31. Day Thomas goes for 29. We already covered the West Virginia side of things in the breakdown on the Ryan and Russ show. Go check out that show. But the year of misery for the Mountaineers ends. Thank God it's over. There's no way to sugarcoat it. They got fucked in this game. I mean, three technical fouls in a fucking March Madness game. Get the fuck out of here. That crew had a clear agenda. And honestly, they should be suspended for the rest of the tournament. That was a complete joke.
That was a flop tomorrow.
Of the fucking year. But hey, it is what it is. Maybe they want Cincinnati as the next bid. But hey, good job, Cincinnati, not giving up, even though the game was handed to you with three technical fouls. Changed the whole momentum. And Rush, your thoughts?
Well, I was pretty angry after that game. That was probably the angriest I've been at West Virginia sports in a while. Had time to calm down since then. Dude, I completely agreed that the officiating was atrocious, but, dude, we had players that didn't want to be there. They packed backpacks instead of suitcases, and they were planning to be in and be out and move on with this season. It's a shame, especially the West Virginia culture we're used to. Go in, grind it out no matter the circumstances. And it's not a very tough team. It was kind of the microcosm of the season. And here we are, blow a 16-point lead with just over 11 minutes left in the second half. And it's embarrassing. It's an unfortunate way to end the season, hoping Josh could get double-digit wins, but he couldn't, and he was out there coaching his ass off, and I don't think his players were out there playing their ass off. So here we are. Time to just start over, back to the chalkboard.
Troy?
Well, this over hits at least.
No kidding.
And if you compare it to the last game they played against Cincinnati, they look significantly better. But, you know, Raekwon comes out hot, and you're going to need that in a tournament game. You're going to need that for more than, you know, a 4 or 5 minute spurt. Or if you're going to do it like that, you need to have a couple of those, you know, 6 to 8 point scoring runs where you just kind of take over. And then he looked like he kind of wanted to there right at the end of the game when it was still a 2 or 3 point game, and just turns the ball over. Not a great way to lose for sure, but at least they looked better than the last matchup in Cincinnati, yeah. I guess. Like, if there's nothing else to take from it, I mean, the officiating does stink. Calling all those technical fouls in a game stinks. Let the guys figure it out on their own on the floor. Obviously, everyone kind of sides with that and always says, you know, we want the players to figure it out. So call it like that. I don't know. It still seems like Cincinnati was going to come back and win that game. But they're also a little scrappy team. I would be worried about Cincinnati starting to feel like they can score the basketball after that.
Well, they have the best draw because Kansas is going to be without Dickinson and McCuller. So of course, when we did our futures for Big 12, did we know that McCuller and Dickinson were out?
No.
Yeah. Okay. I didn't know if it was this episode or the one with Colby, because one of them, I said Kansas, and then I go, well, once I found out Dickinson and McCuller out, I'm like, well, yeah, obviously we're not going to fucking bet on Kansas then. So anybody that listened to that prior or before the tournament started, just know that it was
just recorded. Add UCF instead of Kansas.
Yeah, it was recorded before the news that McCuller and Dickinson were out. So that's the reason why we sided with Kansas as a potential long shot, but obviously not now. West Virginia season ends 9-23. Glad it's over. It put us out of our misery. Just tired of watching that team. Oklahoma State is bringing back Mike Boyden, it sounds like. I was kind of surprised by this. So happy for Mike that he gets another year, because he has been screwed. But I think it also says that Oklahoma State isn't that really serious about basketball, too. Would you agree with that, Troy?
Yeah, I mean, it doesn't seem like there's a shitload of money or even like a normal load of money going into this basketball program. And the way that Mike Boynton talks about how difficult it is to recruit some of these guys and how much he has to travel, it also seems like, you know, if there's somebody else on the staff that's showing up to recruit you for Oklahoma State, you're not going to go there. So he's kind of tasked with this, and maybe that's why. They want to keep him there, because they know that the whatever head coach is going to come in is going to be, you know, asked to do that same thing and might not be all that interested. I don't think he's a terrible coach. I don't think he's anything to write home over, but a program like Oklahoma State, it seems like if nothing else, having the continuity might be, you know, the one thing you can rest your head on. So I don't know. Maybe he picks up a few extra recruits because of the continuity, because they know the school is going to keep him around.
It is crazy to think about, like, what year are we in? 24? 3 years ago? 2 years ago? They had the player of the year. And now we're just – they just don't care about basketball anymore. It's just, I know. It's how – it's just kind of incredible, honestly.
I just – I like Mike Boynton, but also, like – when you see the attendance that they're getting, I think that's hard to bring him back when you start seeing those kind of crowds. That was my whole thing why I think he was done, is nobody's been going to those games. Now maybe nobody can get it turned around, but I just thought that would be the reason for the change. I like Mike Boynton personally, but I don't know if he's the right guy for Oklahoma State. I think he personally needs a change of scenery. I think he could excel somewhere else as well, maybe on the East Coast. Sure. So, yeah, just food for thought. But, hey, let's get over to Wednesday's games. But before we do so, got to get us paid, because we are brought to you by Cut. Actually, first, we're brought to you by Merch Madness. 15% off everything in the merch store. Promo code MADNESS. Mention SGPN over there. At get on over there, because we got Eat Shit Pit shirts. We got TCE shirts. We got Pick Dundee shirts. We got a little bit of everything. So get on over there. I love the merch in the store. And I also love Cut, because Cut is a peer-to-peer social betting platform that's U.S.-based and available in 40 states. Peer-to-peer, head-to-head, baby. and the events verifiable with the outcomes. Cut.com. Go head to head with somebody today in the App Store and get over to cut.com. That's KUTT.com. Promo code SGPN for a 10% deposit bonus today. For tonight, got queued up. What do we got? I like Miami. I like Miami coming up here against Boston College in the ACC. A little bounce back with Jimmy Larrañaga. So, get over there to cut.com and bet on the Canes, the U. We're also brought to you by Underdog Fantasy, player higher or lower. Troy, what do you got cooked up over there? You looking at anything for tonight or everything tomorrow is probably not out, I would imagine.
Yeah, I actually got one for the K-State-Texas game. We're going deep on this one. Okay. Mostly because in the last game, Max Asmus did not I'm pretty sure he went 0 for 5 from the three-point line against Kansas State. I don't really see him repeating that in a tournament-style game. So we're going higher on his 15.5. We're going higher on Tyler Perry's 15.5 or 14.5. And we're going higher on Dylan Mitchell at 5.5 rebounds. He had 10 in the last game against K-State, and he's gone over 8 the last 3 games that they've played. So he's really been concentrating on rebounding the ball. Cash that one in. That's a 6Xer. So we're already spending that money. We're already spending it.
I like it. Get on over there. Underdog Fantasy, promo code TCESGPN, everybody. The absolute best.
Pro teams have millions to spend, and they don't always spend them wisely. But when it comes to a great shave, you don't have to shell out tons of cash. Harry's saw customers getting ripped off by the shaving industry with overpriced, underperforming products and decided to do something better. They found their own way to make beautifully designed razors for a fraction of the price of the other big brands, so you never wonder if you overpaid. Harry's shaving products look great, and the weighted handle makes shaving feel great, too. I like to keep my beard neat, and Harry's always leaves me with a smooth yet crisp shave. Harry's quality is top-notch, thanks to German-engineered blades made in their own factory that stay sharp longer. You can get a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, foaming shave gel, and a travel cover for just $3 at harrys.com/bluewire. And Harry's has the highest customer satisfaction in the shaving industry, plus a convenient subscription option that you can cancel at any time. Getting the best doesn't mean spending the most when you shave with Harry's. Get started with a $13 trial set for just $3 at harrys.com/bluewire. That's harrys.com/bluewire for a $3 trial set.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time, the Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th, hosted by Kevin Hart. The 7-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
All right, let's pick some games. Let's go over to Wednesday's game. Let's start. First off, we got the Shiny Knights taking on the Cougs of BYU. Two newcomers here in the Big 12. BYU's laying 5.5. BYU's coming in hot, obviously. These two teams did meet twice this year. BYU won the first meeting in the bounce house, 63-58. They won the second matchup. They won it 90-88. They blew like a 17-point lead. I'm going to take the UCF Very Shiny Knights. I think defensively their length can pose issues for BYU's explosive offense. I think the line's telling you, too. I think that line's short. But I like that UCF already had a game under their belt. It's a new arena. BYU's never played in this arena. Give me the Knights to keep this thing close and drag it in the mud. And Diallo keep some plays alive, and I think we got a game that comes right down to the last possession. So give me the Knights, baby.
Yeah, this one almost seems like a money line sprinkle play here. Yeah. I'm definitely taking the 5.5 with UCF. Just like Rush has mentioned, you know, the first getting the gear going for BYU seems to be, you know, going from first gear to second gear seems to be the hardest thing for them. Maybe UCF takes advantage of that and, you know, gives himself a little cushion in the beginning of the game. But for sure, take the 5.5. Definitely sprinkle the money line, I would say. UCF is very scrappy, can cause some issues on defense.
I'm really worried about this game. I'm taking the plus 5.5 with you guys as well. I think UCF's going to come out hot. I think BYU is going to be a little slow off the bat. I mean, they ended the regular season really well too, but BYU can do that, and they sometimes rest on their laurels. If BYU can get through this one, though, watch out for them. I think they get revenge off of Texas Tech, and who knows what happens with Houston. But something too, another point we didn't bring up the other day is with all these games being in a row, is if you can get that first one out of the way, and I guess then it would be then Texas Tech's first game too. But I mean, this with BYU's elevation, I mean, this kind of helps you in this type of format. With if you end up getting kind of deep and you're playing guys, your legs might last a little longer than theirs because of where you're used to playing and that sort of thing. So got to get this one. And I mean, it also goes to show you that them losing to Texas Tech in the way that they did, why that hurts them so much. And that first round bye would have been, or another bye for BYU. Yeah, the double bye would have been great for them. I'm worried about this game. Hopefully third time's not the charm, but I'm definitely taking the points with UCF. Kennedy wants to do some soaking.
Kennedy's taking the Cougs of BYU. Kennedy went 2-0, by the way, everybody. He had the shiny.
Kennedy's one game above 500.
There you go. Let's go to the 8-9 game. The 9 seed TCU Horned Frogs laying 2.5 against the Oklahoma Sooners. They met once this year. TCU came out on top. That game is in Fort Worth. TCU comes in struggling down the stretch. TCU losers of 3 out of 4, 4 out of 6. I think it's a desperate spot, though. I think TCU is going to put it on them here. I think they're more complete team. Porter Mosier, the coaching rumors too to DePaul. I know he's shooting them down, but hey, sometimes when there's rumors, there's a little smoke, there's some fire. So give me the athletes at TCU to grind this and control the tempo in advance to play Houston tomorrow. I'll lay the 2.5 against Boomer Sooner. Troy?
Yeah, I'm laying the 2.5 with TCU. It's right at that number for me to, think Oklahoma might be able to stick around in a game like this. Mm-hmm. But the strategy for me here is money line and lay the 2.5 on TCU as an insurance play, just in case, we've seen TCU have some 1 and 2 pointers throughout the year. Yeah. Triple overtime Baylor game was nuts, but yeah, I just see TCU a little too athletic, a little too fast for Oklahoma's play style.
I think TCU is the most desperate team in this. I think they laid on Oklahoma. I think Oklahoma is done playing in the Big 12 and ready to go on to the SEC. And hey, you can still be in March and not have to play the Big 12. So I think they're just ready to move on, see if they can make a little noise in the tournament by not playing the best teams in college basketball. So we'll see where Oklahoma ends up from there, but I think they're done. I'm TCU more desperate spot too. I'm taking -2.5 with TCU, and Kennedy's on heads and the Fort Worth. He's on heads in the Fort Worth area. So glad that worked out for him.
All righty, let's go. All right, real quick, let's get to the other two games on the other side. But first, we got to talk about, the one and only. You're only Leprechaun, baby, because it's time of the morning to you. This episode is brought to you by the St. Paddy's Day Shamrock Shake Manscaped. This year, you don't want to be chasing all them rainbows, and make sure your pot of gold is looking good. Groom your little leprechaun with the leaders built below. Kilt Care. Say goodbye to your clover forest and Manscaped Lawnmower 5.0 and let your confidence shine bright and embrace the luck of the Irish and join over 10 million worldwide who trust Manscaped. Head over to manscaped.com, promo code SGPN for a 20% off and free shipping today. And like we like to talk about, it's It's equipped to get a little bit of everything done with Manscaped. So get on over there. And Noah Beanick is going to be headed to Vegas, so he's going to have to be able to trim up the hedges. And, yeah, you might need to get up with that freaking Manscaped. They got a beard hedge or two, baby. They got a little bit of everything so that you can look nice and tight for the women out there.
Makes you look bigger, too.
Yeah, exactly. That's what she said. So get over there. 20% off free shipping with code SUPN at manscaped.com. That's 20% off in every with free shipping code SUPN at manscaped.com. St. Patrick's Day. Make sure your filthy little hairy leprechaun is luckier than ever with Manscaped. We're also brought to you by Champs. Champs is hosting a free March Madness bracket contest for a chance to win $1,000 plus our own March Madness pool champs. You'll get a free entry into our bracket. Tiebreakers will determine who enters first, so make sure you register and don't miss out. Head over to sportsgamblingpodcast.com/champs. That is the sportsgamblingpodcast.com/champs. And we're also brought to you by Hall of Fame Bets. Win bigger by betting smarter this NBA season with Hall of Fame Bets, the sports betting research platform for parlays, props, and game lines. Research all NBA and soccer with historical data. Stop betting in the dark and join over 30,000 users researching with Hall of Fame Bets to craft a more intelligent, data-driven parlay. Download the Hall of Fame Bets app or visit hofbets.com. Code SGPN to get 50% off your first month today. Start researching, start winning with Hall of Fame Bets. All righty. Let's do it. Let's go to the 10 seed, the Kansas State Wildcats. They are the trendy team to get it done. That needs to get it done. The Texas Longhorns coming in here. They've been playing good basketball too. These two teams met one time in the regular season. Texas won by 6 in Austin. Oh man, I mean,
Dylan DeSue back.
DeSue is back.
He's playing. Oh yeah,
yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. DeSue played on Saturday.
Yeah, that's all you need to know.
I know they're gonna have the crowd. I know they're gonna have the home court advantage, but I just think that was a max effort on Saturday to get by Iowa State to win on Senior Day. Texas has been a top 20 team in the last couple of months, so I'm gonna lay it. I hate laying it with Texas. I just think they're too much firepower for me. They pull away and roll against Kansas State, even though the game is in Kansas City. Troy?
I mean, I kind of love this 4.5. I'm laying the shit out of this game. Asemus and DeSue in March. You've got guards trying to rebound. You got forwards that are actually concentrating on rebounding. I mean, this is lock worthy. I mean, this is a lock for sure. In my eyes, I'm laying the Texas here. The makeup they have is just built for March, where it seems like the makeup that Kansas State has is certainly not. Turn the ball over way more than any other team in the Big 12.
Let's have a little fun here, guys. I'm going to take Kansas State plus 4.5.
Lose it.
Yeah, a little home court cooking, little March magic. You know, the more desperate team. So let's see what Kansas State's capable of. I'm going to let it rip. Hopefully we get 10 teams in the Big 12 tournament. And it starts here. You did say, Ryan, Texas is favorite. Don't lay it.
Yeah.
So I'm just following your advice, my man.
It feels like this is going to be a public dog. It feels like everybody's going to talk. I've seen everybody. They're talking about their futures with K-State. They're not that good still. I know they beat Iowa State. They just don't have the firepower.
Hey, the punishment for the refs in the West Virginia game should be put. They need to be put on this game and apply that same effort towards Texas. So,
Texas, yeah.
Kennedy's on Kansas State as well. Let's work a little Ackerman like magic, spot. Troy.
Yeah, I know Ryan's going to be upset. I'm leaving work early to go to the ACC tournament tomorrow, and I'm sitting here about to say, you know, take Texas minus 7.5 here.
I think it is a good all play. My neighbor's dog will shut the fuck up out there.
Troy wants to watch the fall of the ACC. Watch the last days, you know.
This could be one of the last FSU games before they go independent.
Final game.
The Saudi League.
Actually, wait a minute. they're not going to have as big a crowd as I thought they were. Scratch that. They're going to have half the actually, they're not even going to have half the crowd because they're sharing the session with KU. Oh,
here comes Chad.
Yeah, and you know KU is going to be in there probably rooting for Texas.
Yeah. So Cincinnati's laying 1.5, and everybody that thinks that's surprising, well, McCuller and Dickinson are out.
Yeah, we made the episode. We've already might have already said that before last episode. Dude, we realized they were out.
Still, I know everybody's going to say that they're going to be on Cincinnati tomorrow, because those guys are out, but they struggled with their physicality in the first meeting, and
Max that going down with his shit, baby.
I'm going to lay it with Cincinnati. I think they got the game under their belt. I think Bill honestly wants to lose this game. I kind of think Bill wants to lose this game. They lose it. They rest up for the tournament. They're underseeded, and yeah, I'm gonna take Cincy. It's a great opportunity, and I think they'll be able to grind this thing out. So give me the Bearcats here. They lost by 7 at the Fog. They were in the game the entire way at the Fog. It's not going to be as hostile as the Fog.
No, it's not going to be nearly as bad as the Fog. And, you know, the no McCuller, no Kansas bet, like I highlighted a little earlier, that plus no Dickinson.
Yep.
Oh, man. It's kind of hard. It was already difficult coming down the stretch. You know, I was one of the people in the middle of the season kind of playing for the, you know, Kansas is going to turn the corner. Never really did so, but, you know, kind of got off of them late. I'm still off of them. I'm going to lay it with Cincy. I'm also just going to play the Cincy money line more than likely instead of the -1.5. It is March, and a win is a win. I don't really care about that juice here at 1.5. But, yeah, I think Cincy gets this done outright.
Rush?
Yeah, I'm going to join you guys. Go Cincy here. I think Bill wants this loss. I'd actually be curious if not only because Kansas State plays first, then Kansas, Ryan, is if Kansas fans show – I mean, maybe just to go see the team play, but you may not have as many show up and be as kind of that energy intensive as you have in the past because I don't even think they think they're going to win it this year. I don't know if they want to win it. I mean, I guess you want to win the Big 12, but you want to do better in March. I mean, you're a blue blood. Yeah, I Cincinnati, they get that late comeback against West Virginia. Take that momentum right into this game. Kind of the reasons we brought up with UCF earlier against BYU. Who knows? We might have been talking about Kansas State trying to make it into the tournament. It might end up being Cincy.
You know what? Let me pose you this question. Without McCuller and Dickinson, how much would Kansas beat West Virginia by if they had played today?
Yeah, dude, I thought it would be a one possession game if we played them.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think either team, Cincinnati or West Virginia, would have been.
Yeah. I think we probably would have been a 3-point dog to them, maybe, or 4-point dog.
I think that's right.
Yeah.
Kennedy's on Cincinnati, too, by the way.
Cincinnati. Okay.
Yep. So Cincinnati skyline sweep.
We're fucking fading Kansas.
Now
Kansas
I'm thinking about it. I'm thinking about benedicting myself here.
It is tempting for maybe all the backups of one game pop up, but
yeah,
it's also Cincinnati season, and they gotta have this game too. So I don't think that they're gonna play tight. I think they played their tight game today and they found a way to win. So I think they can breathe a little bit. Via the officiating crew. So,
yeah. Right. Do we think Cincy gets those calls against Kansas and Kansas City?
No.
Yeah. No. I'm benedicting my pick right now. I'm taking the point with Kansas, and I'm taking Kansas on the money line too.
You completely just benedict.
Yeah, I'm benedicting my entire pick on that. There's no. They're not getting technical. Kansas is going to get the 3 technical fouls. Cincinnati's going to turn around and be like, oh, this is horseshit. Why would this ever happen in a March game? And I'm Kansas.
I don't see how they hold up.
Everyone's off the bandwagon. I'm back on the bandwagon. Kansas is all the way.
I don't see how they hold up inside. I think they just get their fucking ass kicked on the glass. So Adams will have to play out of his mind. So will Harris.
I was going to say Johnny Furby's going to have to go for 23, 25 points or something like that.
And Timberlake. So let's go Cats. Lock and Dog. Lock.
Tejas.
I like TCU. I like TCU a lot here. I'll lock up the Horned Frogs in a desperate spot. Got to get this one, make a statement, pull away from Oklahoma. Let's go.
Texas, baby.
Texas. All right.
I'll join you, Ryan. TCU.
TCU, Texas. Dog. Give me the Knights. Give me UCF to upset BYU. Early game, sleepy spot. First game for BYU in this building. Give me the UCF Knights. They already got a game under their belt. They've already lost them twice, two close games. Knights, get it done outright tomorrow. Let's go, UCF.
Kansas.
Very bold of you.
Ryan,
this is the complete turn of emotions in all of, 35 seconds. This is a lock. Alternate line, Kansas, -7.5.
Ryan, I don't mean to copy you. I swear I already had it written down ahead of time. I have UCF as well. Hopefully I'm wrong. Hopefully this can make a nice appearance tomorrow after the UCF game. You know, everyone's favorite white boy, you know.
Shanghai Sharks.
I have his autograph somewhere too. So
Guangdong Tigers.
I'd like to be wearing that tomorrow when we go late. So, but I don't know. I'm worried.
All righty. That'll do it for another edition of the Big 12 College Experience, everybody. Get on over there, subscribe, hit the like button. We'll be back here tomorrow night to recap Thursday night games and look ahead to the quarterfinals on Thursday. So probably right before the main show. So like, subscribe. I'm at Moneyline_Mac. He's at Rambling Rush. He's at Troy Chuny. We are the Big 12 College Experience. See y'all tomorrow night, and we are out of here.